If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan here. Our regularly scheduled guest, unfortunately, isn't with us. Maybe we can get him on at the first break. But under any circumstances, why, I thought maybe this morning we'd start out talking about population control, because, of course, there's really so much to this. And the government, at least the high officials of the Brotherhood of Darkness in key positions in government, know exactly what's going on. And yet the last thing they want is for the American people or the people of the world to realize that these people really want to eliminate most of the people in the world. It is really beyond comprehension for the rational mind, but you have to understand that we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. Certainly I first became aware of this when I was doing a television interview in Greenville, South Carolina. And when I was talking about this concept of the AIDS epidemic being actually used for population control, that's why we've never done any of the things we do with other sexually transmitted diseases to try to stop the spread of AIDS. AIDS is a political disease. It's not a medical disease. It's been handled politically. Every effort has been made to block the use of the standard effective public health measures that could have stopped this epidemic. And when I was talking about that on television, the station manager's eyes widened, and after we completed the interview, he said, well, that may explain that monument over there in Georgia. And I said, what monument? And he told me about the Georgia Guidestones, and I visited it. I realized, of course, that here is a secret monument put up by a secret society and in eight different languages on the great Guidestones. Why, of course, they talk about maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And I then got the book written by a man who called himself R.C. Christian, although he admitted that wasn't his real name. And he talked about, well, we may have to even admit, remove far more than 500 million. We may have to eliminate many more than that. There really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. Well, we have a caller, and I hope it's Michael Shaw. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Sorry I'm a little late this morning.
Oh, those things happen all the time, and it's good to have you with us. I know you did the program last Thursday and Friday. I really appreciate your filling in for me.
Well, it was a pleasure. They were both very informative shows. On Thursday, Stacy Lynn from Fort Collins was on, and of course, Stacy is the indefatigable woman who has taken on ICLEI in Fort Collins and in the Colorado Plains generally. And she is building quite a cadre of informed people that needs to grow by multiples from here. So, listeners to this show, it's important that they understand the local application of the Globalist Agenda 21 program. It is steeped in counties, all counties throughout America, but certainly well steeped on the western edge of the Great Plains, and that means Colorado. And the
right, and of course, basically part of the program of all of this ICLEI and all the others is population control, but it's much larger than that. I mean, those people who are allowed to live, we will have an altered life, or they will have an altered life. I suspect you and I will be primarily targeted by this subversive group, and it is a subversive group, and nobody wants to talk about this. It's a subversive movement, a treasonous movement working within the very heart of America in towns and cities and hamlets all across America. So you pick up the story.
Let's just pick up a global-to-local connection that makes the point about which I think you speak regularly, and that would be this. On the global level, Agenda 21 is directing such modern-day activities as President Obama's recent executive order. Now, the president wrote and signed an executive order. That's the act of a dictator when he takes over the legislative functions of a republic like America. He dictatorially ruled that the UN's Lost Sea Treaty, it's called Lost, the acronym is the Law of the Sea Treaty. Lost. The Lost Treaty, which has been defeated in its ratification attempts in Congress for decades. He took the bulk of the terms of the Lost Sea Treaty and by executive order implemented it. This is the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, which controls, through little Soviet operators, all coastlines, including the Great Lakes, in America. All fishing activities, all activities to control all extraction of sea materials. Now, they're doing the same things in the mountains. They're limiting the extraction of all food and all other materials from the great wildlands of North America. The Lost Sea Treaty, the UN Lost Sea Treaty, is to do that same principle on a wide expanse, the whole continental shelf of the United States, done by executive order in a dictatorial way. Our system of government is crumbling, all at the direction of the globalist program. Now, take that same principle and translate it to the local levels, and how do they administratively and unconstitutionally, I'll argue treasonously, implement Agenda 21 programs through your city councils? Well, the way that happens is that many cities have been induced into signing contracts with an international NGO called the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, also known as Local Governments for Sustainability. Now, if you can imagine this worldwide NGO, which is accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainability practices, that means Agenda 21, city leaders, city fathers, have, in the case of Fort Collins, 17 years ago, had their mayor and city council sign a contract that allows the implementation of ICLEI policy in the city planning. And they do that in exchange for taxpayer-paid fees.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw talking about the International Council on Local Environmental Issues. We'll be back here in just a moment.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. We're talking about ICLEI. Michael, who finances ICLEI? Do we have any idea?
Oh, ICLEI is financed by member cities, and as well as all of the big foundations.
Foundation. Are putting the money up for this.
Sure, but that's consistent with the theme that we've talked about in the context of Agenda 21 Sustainable Development for years.
Right.
It is about the partnership between big business and government. It is about the control exercised by a narrow cadre of people, largely either in the international banking community or in the major foundational community like Ford and Rockefeller and Carnegie and DuPont and the rest. So it is really the subjugation of the ordinary human being by an elite that marches amazingly in lockstep, because the elite is not blowing the whistle on themselves. The elite control the media systems in this country, as you so well documented, and through that control, this message gets snuffed. Now, if we can spread the message, and if towns can do the kind of cleansing that I think Fort Collins is on the verge of getting ready to do, if that can sweep the country, if at the grassroots people can take control and kick ICLEI out, kick Agenda 21 out of your community, that will be the shot heard around the world. That will put the globalists on their back heels, and all their little mindless robots who work in our cities, who work in our universities, who work in our local governments, who have just fallen prey for this globalist agenda designed to reduce human population by 85%. In their own written words, there's no excuse for us not to take on ICLEI, have it thrown out of our cities, and use that opportunity to inform people of the nature of the global to local one world movement, which our federal government has fully embraced, as is evidenced by the single example of President Barack Obama's taking control of all of the outer shelves affecting 30 states and usurping federal authority for the implementation of a UN goal all by himself in the United States of America. This is outrageous. The way to fight back is to kick ICLEI out of the community nearest you. If you don't know what cities are ICLEI cities, you can go to freedomadvocates.org, go to our ICLEI primer filled with links that will give you the information you need to understand ICLEI, at least at the outset.
and it'll have a list there of all the U.S. cities that are that have contracts with ICLEI. You know, Dr. Stan, it's Article 1, Section 10 that begins with telling us that no state, that includes its subdivisions like cities, no state may enter into any alliance or confederation with a foreign, with political entities of a foreign nation. That's precisely what these contracts with ICLEI is. It's violative of the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. It accounts for treason. You say, well, the city council people in my ICLEI city, firstly, weren't around to sign it, and secondly, don't even know what it is. How can that be treason? And I say, well, it's your job to make sure they understand that, because at that point they can recant and not be responsible for being treasonous. But if they don't recant, they are. And I think it gets to be that simple as we take this battle against globalism right where it counts.
And I think it's important that people understand this is how they are able to control your property. Certainly, they are actually, in most areas of the country, using the satellite means of monitoring what goes on people's private property. Oh, my goodness, somebody might be building a home or moving dirt on their own property. We can't allow that. It is all an elitist concept, but they really do, and they are in the process of today, killing off our people. Certainly abortion is part of the program, euthanasia is part of their program, the Obama health care bill with its, well, the Obama health care bill didn't have the death panels. That was in the certainly in the stimulus bill. That's where they had the death panels set up, but they're not going to tell you that. They're suppressing treatments for cancer. They're spreading new diseases. We have millions of people here with chronic fatigue and Lyme disease, all new diseases, AIDS. Where did they come from? Oh, we have no idea, but we can assure you the government wouldn't have done that. The government didn't. It is the invisible government, these wicked people that Michael's talking about. They do have a population control agenda. One reason for vaccination is certainly to get mercury into the individual, and then you get that through your influenza shot. They give those to the children at 6 months of age. And, of course, then the aluminum they get into them, and this alters fertility. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, not only in this generation but in generations unborn. You change the genetic makeup with the poisonous metals, and then, of course, their children and their children's children will have difficulty conceiving. But go ahead, Michael.
Well, of course, to be able to do that, Dr. Stan, they have to gain control and destroy the structure of a nation that exists for the purpose of government's protection of individual and unalienable rights. You can't have a system of government that operates on those principles operating in the world they are intending to create. And so Americans for generations have thought, well, we're immune because we're founded on the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and, gee, we have a political system and it takes care of itself, and so we feel immune. Well, the reality is, and why this executive order illustrates the point so clearly, is that our political system has fallen apart. Our economic system is falling apart. And as the globalists, through their monetary systems, are able to gain a greater control by destroying that fiat monetary system, that funny money system, they are able to gain more control and more excuses for reducing population. And so the question for Americans now becomes, oh no, have we taken our eye off the ball, the principles upon which America was founded? And have we let our government slip into an abyss, making way for this international order? And nobody wants to think about that. And much less, no one really wants to find the answer to that. But I can say that when you do look at that, and everyone needs to, at least to the point to confirm what I'm about to say, but when you do examine the existence of our political structure today, you find out that America is being destroyed from within. Oh, no, you say, oh, that's too heavy. That I can't swallow that. And I say to those people, I say, well, wait a minute. We can't stop Obama. We can't stop the UN. In California, we can't even stop Schwarzenegger. You know, because whether it's Schwarzenegger or Gray Davis, it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, if you are in office, you are part of the takedown of the American political system. And so, what do? We ask. And there is an answer to that, because the dumbest thing I think the globalists could have done is put an obvious organization by way of a treasonous contract right in your city midst. Now you've got a target you can't approach, and that is your fellow city people who run the city councils of the 600 cities in America that have adopted ICLEI contracts, and that includes New York City. I mean, Bloomberg wants to be a key player in this whole thing. So Americans do have a way to begin to push back. Their program is a global, this is their terminology, think globally, act locally. Well, today, the sustainable fifth column army is huge across the United States. You can get degrees at places like Colorado State in sustainability. So they have a massive fifth column. Don't underestimate them. Understand the broad scope of what Agenda 21 is, and I will recommend freedomadvocates.org, where we've been for 10 years putting together the litany on Agenda 21. You can find summary documents there, as well as make deep studies for yourself, depending upon your own inclination. But have a general idea of what Agenda 21 is, and then identify the closest ICLEI town, understanding that your town is acting like it's an ICLEI town, even if it doesn't have an ICLEI contract, because it comes from everywhere. The federal government, the state government, the American Planning Association, all firmly committed, documented to be firmly committed to the globalist Agenda 21 program. Citizenry needs to know what it is. We've had four presidents fully engaged in its implementation, two Republicans, two Democrats. Know what Agenda 21 is, and then find out that ICLEI city and go for the low-hanging fruit. Cities that have contracted with ICLEI are verifiably with a traitor in their midst. It's not so much the identification of the traitor.
This is an international organization. You have your city is signing a contract with an international organization. And that whole purpose of the international organization is to circumvent the rights of private property, the rights of the individual. It is to bring the individual under the control of their property, their lives, everything about them under the control of these local officials. They have been working for years to infiltrate and take over city councils. They're dedicated. The average individual just wants to be left alone. But these subversive people are dedicated, and they have their cadres in literally every community across America. Some of the people on the city councils don't have any idea what it's about, but some of them do.
You know, the unfortunate part, and what's got us into this trouble, is the city council people who don't have any part of this aren't doing their homework and finding out what this is. And certainly when we elect public officials, we elect them to, in part, keep on guard against being undone. It's to protect our system of government. It's not to go along and make sure that you're politically comfortable with the politically correct leaders in your cities. And so people who just succumb to that kind of political correctness expectation are exactly the people that need to be taken out of office. And so I think that if you've got any city council person sitting on a city council who has not made ICLEI a public issue, then that city council person is part of the problem, because if you're on the city council, you better know about that ongoing contract your city, in the case of Fort Collins, has had for 17 years to this international organization designed to abolish private property. My, oh my.
And of course, to use the planning process as a vehicle of restricting what people can do with their private property and justifying intrusion to every aspect of our lives. A telephone number here is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment on what Michael is saying. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this permeates every aspect of your society there. Certainly it's in Denver, Colorado. It's in Fort Collins, Colorado. And it, how many cities are there in Colorado, do you know, that are ICLEI cities?
My memory serves me right. I think it's about 35. Most of them are on the plains, and the cities you've mentioned are some of them, and Boulder and Breckenridge. And there's a bunch of smaller towns on the plains in Colorado that are members of ICLEI. There are 600 in the United States. Hickenlooper, governor of, or mayor of, wants to be governor, mayor of Denver, is a major proponent. I mean, he's sort of the younger generation of Jerry Browns who are fully committed to the Agenda 21 process and to smart growth and to the Wildlands Project and the rest of it. So very dangerous guy.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here. And most people have no idea because they control the media and they don't want you to know. Be right back.
Appointed Senator Michael Bennett under a cloud of controversy. Here's Mark with our report.
That's right, Susan. A number of controversial Bennett Senate votes are now coming to light. And Bennett is drawing the ire of constituents who feel betrayed. Senate roll calls show that Bennett voted against giving senior citizens on Social Security a cost of living increase. But he voted to give Wall Street banks a taxpayer-funded bailout. And finance reports show that Bennett has received more than $500,000 from those same Wall Street banks. Also drawing sharp criticism, votes Bennett made against new restrictions on credit card companies who exploit consumers and against a bill to help people protect their homes from foreclosure. Susan?
Thanks, Mark. We'll continue to follow this as it develops.
Paid for by New Leadership in Colorado. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. New Leadership in Colorado is responsible for the content of this advertising. TheBennettRecord.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, the subject, ICLEI. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-877-254-7524.
1-877-254-7524. But before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization, Freedom Advocates.
Well, Freedom Advocates is on the web simply at freedomadvocates.org. And when you're there, I think you'll just find the boatload of information that all Americans need, that students ought to be being served, and that is the nature of what threatens all of America today, which is Agenda 21. It's a comprehensive global-to-local program, and at freedomadvocates.org, we assess that from very many perspectives, give a pattern, give the documentation that shows its implementation, both coming out of the UN and being swallowed up by the federal government in 1992, and how it exists now in every county in America. So I think it is the source for current and we'll call it historical information over this period of time, and we have a focus also on alerting people to the nature and abandonment of the concept of individual and unalienable rights. That is, the rights that were vested in us as human beings, imposed into us by our Creator, and to which America is the first political system in the history of the world, and the only one to date that has recognized the nature of unalienable rights and acknowledges government's sublimation to that recognition. But today, of course, in America, you can't go to a government school and be taught about the nature of unalienable rights. That doesn't exist in our public schools. If your child is in public school, they are massively deficient in their necessary education. So the globalists have been at this for a long while. It's the concentration of money that allows them to be able to do this. It is the monetary system that allows them to concentrate that money. And so we put ourselves in a deep hole in 1913 when the champion of a new world order, Woodrow Wilson, allowed for the creation of the Federal Reserve. And our path has been determined since that day as a result of that day. Well, today we can't undo that fiat money system overnight. We have to have control of the federal government to do that. That won't happen until we get control of our city councils, of our fire boards, of our school boards, of our water boards, because they are all infested with the entanglements, and we show this at freedomadvocates.org. They are all engaged in the entanglements of the Agenda 21 protocol. So it's got to be informed citizens that get on these boards and begin to turn it around one step at a time at the local level. Once we've got a town controlled and a county controlled and other cities around it, we can take back state houses. And at that point, the pressure on the federal government can begin in earnest. There is no question the federal government has led us down this path with its Bush first era connections to the United Nations.
But it is really the invisible government that works behind the scenes that controls President Bush or President Clinton or President Obama.
Well, an example of that, Stan, would be, again, this ICLEI organization has what they call a World Congress. Okay, it's made up of voting members of your city council who meet in this shadow world government organization as they create their green city programs on an international basis. So ICLEI is the biggest, fattest, most low-hanging fruit available to the freedom-loving Americans for recapturing our government, starting right at the bottom, which is where they have focused their attention in their global to local program. We need a local to state to national program and let the world follow us. But today we need to be concerned about our towns, and as we make progress, we see our town in a larger context and spread the word beyond that. And when I say your town, it may mean your block, it may mean your voting precinct. It may be the smallest political subdivision there exists.
But we can organize just like the other side has if people care about freedom. And believe me, we're rapidly losing our freedom. We're moving towards a dictatorship, and freedom once lost will never be regained. Who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Do you have a question?
No, but I'd like to make a comment. Well, I may have a million questions. It would take all day, but I'd like to say to both you and Mr. Shaw that definitely I am so thankful for bringing this out. I had never heard of it, and in this last week I've spoken with three candidates for high office in Colorado, and they've never heard of it. So I am telling them to look it up and call me back with what they find out. And I will be attending an Aurora Council meeting soon to find out if Aurora is in it. I never hear it mentioned
in the listings given,
but I assume it is because we are told now at the neighborhood level that they are changing their zoning. That was a clue to me that they're probably changing it.
Maureen, you can go to the website there at freedomadvocates.org, and you can check. I mean, they actually have a list of all of the ICLEI cities there. You won't get this any other place, but go to freedomadvocates.org,
okay, well,
and you'll get the information.
Okay, well, I was also going to say, pardon me, I'm sorry. I was also going to say that Mr. Shaw and everybody else that says that the public school system is totally in coherence with this and teaching it, because I tutor in a public school, and that is true. I also have an article from the Denver Post, or the Aurora Sentinel, I should say, in my files about a woman who is named Principal of the Year in Colorado. And she said, our job is to teach our children, our students, to be global citizens. So,
that's right. Not Americans. And that is a subversive type of education.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been going on since the turn of the 20th century.
They mean the end
back
of
then
freedom
with John
between
Dewey
the world. They'll have the same freedom that exists in communist China and in India and certainly in Cuba. That's exactly what these teachers want. And most of them have no idea what's wrong with that. Why we're going to bring freedom to the world? No, we're going to bring the loss of freedom to America. Anything
that's
else,
right.
Maureen?
Yeah, that's what I had to say this morning. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, I think Maureen reflects the dawning awareness on the Colorado Plains when she talks about the politicians having no idea, as though they're innocent. Let me suggest this, that if you're a politician, you need to understand your parties. I'll take the Republican Party for a moment. You need to understand how your party is committed to the Globalist Agenda 21 program. The GOP, for instance, is a member of the International Democrat Union, IDU.org. You can go to the web and find it yourself, IDU.org. The IDU is a consortium of 85 political parties from around the world who joined together.
We'll be back in just a moment, Michael. Hold that thought.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Rush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Rush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Rush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. We're talking about ICLEI, and Michael was just pointing out that the Republican Party of the United States is part of this international organization, what, of a Democratic Union?
The International Democrat Union.
Right. So what is the Republican Party doing belonging to the Democrat Union of the world?
Well, the International Democrat Union describes itself as right-of-center political parties. So they're not using the word democratic as maybe one would contemplate it by virtue of Democratic Party Association. This is an international union, but the important part of this, Stan, is this. The purpose of the IDU, in their own words, is for the universal implementation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Now, that's the UN document that says that all your rights and freedoms are subject to the policies and principles as established by the UN from time to time. So what the GOP at its highest levels is committed to is a one-world order. Now, it makes sense when you've got local candidates running on the Republican Party that they aren't told down at their campaign class sessions that what they are doing is running for office with a party that advocates a one-world system. And by virtue of that one-world system that they advocate through their membership in the IDU, it becomes real apparent when you start watching the actions of Republican presidents and Republican legislatures that they are implementing step-by-step the Agenda 21 program. It doesn't matter if Congress switches to the GOP in November, because the GOP is as committed to a one-world order as are the Democrats. And what we've got between them is an artificial dialectic with the left promoting the environmental policies and the judicial policies of the Agenda 21 protocol, and the right advocating the public-private partnership economics of the Agenda 21 overhaul. And so they can fight like cats and dogs. Each side wins their respective dynamics. And so it doesn't matter if the president is Clinton or Bush, Agenda 21 proceeds. While they make four phony little sideshows of their differences. They are not different in their objectives, and they are not different in the policies and principles that guide their leaders. And when America figures that out, we'll be on our way to solving the federal government problem. But there is no way to solve the federal government problem as long as your city is basking in the destruction of Agenda 21 policies. And that's where our energies need to be directed. We need to understand the national and international scope of this takedown, but we fight it at the local level. That's where all battles are fought.
And I think it's so important that the average individual understands that the same people control both political parties. The Republican Party was the biggest spending party that we've ever had up until the Obama administration. I mean, they had a $1.4 trillion deficit, when the last year that George Bush was in office. And certainly, I mean, they massively expanded the power of government, certainly as far as the Medicare drug bill, as far as the No Child Left Behind policy. They created a
totally useless war that killed millions of people, and the Republicans, none of them have any the courage to speak out and say the wars we're involved in the Middle East are wrong. The Democrats go right along with it, too, of course. When they're out of power, they're against the war. When they're in power, they're behind the war. Ladies and gentlemen, it's as phony as a $3 bill. We have a few good people back there. They need help, and they need it desperately. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I'd like to find that one good person back there who talks openly about the master plan. That's Agenda 21. You know, we can attack the branches of this tree, but if we don't get the root, this evil plant will overwhelm all of humanity. We've got to get the root of the problem. The root is Agenda 21. If we can take out that root, if we can get, I always like to say, the eyes of the octopus, rather than fight one of the thousand legs of the octopus, then we win the war. And if we don't win the war, our children, maybe not our children, maybe ourselves, become slaves or serfs in this new world system if we're able to survive the evolution to this system. And today, there's nothing blocking their path other than the American people working at the local level to throw it out of their local communities and roll this thing backwards, throw it back uphill, and push it off Washington, D.C., as we recommit our federal government to the principles of America, first being the political recognition of unalienable rights. And that is the only way we can reestablish property rights in this country, because property rights, the idea that a human being has the natural authority to direct, to seek the use and enjoyment from property, is an idea that grows out of the recognition of unalienable rights. And of course,
they don't believe in that. They believe in the total control over the lives of the people. Well, we're out of time, Michael. Once again, let's get your website out there. People will know how to get in touch with your organization.
It is freedomadvocates.org. On the home page, you can see the ICLEI primer summary, and click onto that, and you can get a boatload of information that will cause you to understand the nature of ICLEI. And if you've got a study up on Agenda 21 to have that fit into your mind, you might look at the pamphlets, which you can download from our homepage as well, including Understanding Sustainable Development and Global to Local Action Plans. And with that information, people can kind of get started into this dynamic. And the better you understand the big picture, the more you'll be able to recognize the local application. Once you know Agenda 21, you will never read your globalist home newspaper the same way again, because all of a sudden, it makes sense what's really going on.
And they have their subversive people planted in our newspapers, in many of our television and radio stations, and they're going to talk about all sorts of things, fight between the Republicans and the Democrats, but they're never going to tell you what the real enemy is. And they're going to divert your attention away through the mass media. This is why you've got to turn off your television set and start listening to programs like this. Michael, God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much
for being with us.
Thank you,
Dr. Stanton.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan Mack here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Michael. Michael will be one of the speakers at our conference, so we bring in speakers from across the country. We've got the world's leading expert on the Islamic terrorist training camps operating here in the United States, funded in large part by our own government and covered up, so you're never going to hear about the Islamic radical training camps in here, America, or you're going to hear about some probably a couple of Muslims who've been infiltrated by an agent provocateur who's paid $250,000 or $500,000 by the FBI to get these people to commit to committing some acts of terrorism. But the real terrorists in this country are being concealed until the word is given. And the same thing is true with the people who've been conditioned, so-called, for the Black Awakening, that if you haven't read the book, it's worthwhile getting. We don't carry it, but, of course, it's worthwhile reading. There are people whose minds have been conditioned. They're Manchurian candidates, and they've been programmed when triggered to commit acts of violence and terrorism right here in the United States. You say that couldn't be true? Why couldn't it be true? Why in heaven's name do we have almost 200,000 men in Afghanistan, 100,000 contractors, almost 100,000 troops fighting between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda? The Taliban are being funded by the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, and we're funding Pakistani intelligence with your tax money, the best enemy's money could buy. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be, and you better get informed. We hope you'll want to come to the all-day conference October 17th. We always have a good contingent from Colorado. I'm going to have to get more rooms. All of the rooms we had reserved have been taken, but I think we can get another contingent at a reduced price. So hope you can come. You'll have to have reservations. The number 1-800-544-8927. You need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. Because believe me, it is a secret mystery of the secret societies that were here when America was founded, that were intent upon using America's military and financial power to control the world. That's why we have our troops in 130 to 140 nations, over 720 bases throughout the world, why we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the world put together, perhaps with the exception of communist China now. And, of course, we're building up communist China in preparation for the coming war. You create the best enemies money could buy. That's what we did with World War II when we built up Adolf Hitler. And who was building his war materials? General Motors, Ford Motor Company, IT&T. Sydney, Exxon was providing the oil for him. American banks were providing the money. Get the information. The book,
Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and of course, the best enemies money could buy. You can get my interview with Professor Sutton called, that's on DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Go. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our phone, our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. Encourage others to do this. It's up to you. But one by one, all across America, more people are beginning to understand what's going on and understand we have an invisible government that hates God. And that's what it's all about. It's a conspiracy against God. That's why they took God and prayer and the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why they want a secular America. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our vision protect until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.